we still shall rise. I might not live in a white house, flashing and twinkling to my neighbors. I might be in my little cottage warming and singing, but I'll strongly reject your call for a war between us, and know that we still shall rise. I'll urge you to stop undermining millions of poor mothers who welcomed all religions and race. A land of Adam and Eve once was a source of all creations, a home of hope and one love, willing to share from their little, a land of gifts and creation. Who welcomed and sheltered Prophet Muhammad, a wise astronomy of Andromeda, who were trusted to keep the covenant that once Moses was given to protect and lead. We might miss the road and be lost for a while, but we'll find our way with mercy of God, but never by mercy of your side support. So we can't accept nor being frightened, have been harmonized in peace and lived. But no, we can't accept your rude and cruel order towards us, encouraging our neighbors to blow us up. But no, I refuse your curse. Not being bothered of a woman who carries wood on her back to serve her offspring, hoping them to rise. Killing the hope of a little boy from reading in light, but to keep them in the dark. We can't accept your intimidation, or you wish to see us bombed and perhaps to see us dead. No. We still shall rise. You might decide to stop your aid, but remember we still have God. We harvest love from all over, and his promise should strengthen us more, so we still shall rise. You might pressure us, blurring, dimming our hope, distracting our resolutions and cultivating disputes, promoting fight and choosing peace. But no, we reject your wish, so don't expect our hands to stretch towards you. I declare peace and settlement, as it is written. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, but never Trump. So yes, we still shall rise.